Tim Bezbachenko is general manager of Toronto FC, and Tim Bezbachenko joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Tim, maybe I reached a little too much there, but when I'm sure, you know, nobody would have any, I'm sure no GM or owner would ever have an issue with the league helping them out financially. But will this really make that much of an impact? You know, am I being too negative here when I look at this and, you know, it's like trying to find the best downhill skier in Manitoba. I just don't know how good that downhill skier would be.
Yeah, I think it's fair, Jeff. Thanks for having me, by the way. I think with Don overall, and obviously I worked at the league office, I worked for Don. And,
right.
And I think some of the overall focus, if you take a step back, is the next step is not expansion, but it's really looking at product quality, which is the talent in our league. And you've seen a number of initiatives to help and address talent, whether or not that's obviously an increase in the salary cap per the CBA last couple years. And there's a new initiative called TAM, Targeted Allocation Money, which is effectively just more salary cap room to spend on what would effectively be a low-level designated player, right? A low-level star making between $500,000 and $1.5 million. So The league has taken some steps to address product quality to compete internationally. I think another one, when you actually look at Canadian in particular, our Canadian teams are already sort of, I would say, lifting the entire league up when it comes to the academy and the youth. Like, our three academies are arguably the three sort of among the top sort of six or seven in the league. And so then you got to look at the high end, right? On the top end, we have some players, like you said, Atiba Hutchinson, Junior Hoylett over in Europe, applying their trade. And what they've done down in the U.S. teams is bring back, you know, obviously Josie and Michael and Sasha Kljestan for the U.S. team. The question is, are there players on the Canadian team, whether or not that's now or in the future, who we can lure back to help increase the product quality? And I think that's what Don was speaking to.
So it's more along the lines of getting it, instituting it. And once you have it instituted, it becomes a part of the business cycle of the league. And you know, great. I mean, right now the returns may not be spectacular, but who knows, 5 or 6 years down the road, at least you've already got the process in place, as opposed to trying to put it in place 5 or 6 years down the road.
Yeah, and I think the big thing is the top players, whether or not they're Canadian or American or anyone around the world, they need to envision themselves in MLS. They need to choose MLS over another attractive destination. And the first thing, or maybe one of the first things, is obviously it's economically based. You know, do these teams have the wherewithal to match my salary internationally? Mm. Right now, the perception is probably maybe not, except for the three designated players. But if it's subsidized, or if they know that that's not an obstacle, perhaps they start thinking about living in North America, because, you know, we all know that this is a great place to live, whether or not you're in Toronto, Vancouver, Montreal, though I'm biased about Toronto. But that's the next step, I think, for our league is starting to sort of put ourselves out there and show that we can go head to head with any league globally.
Hey, Tim, I mean, Tim, this is odd times internationally with the new administration in the United States. And I'm thinking also here, I mean, the Canadian dollar stabilized, but I mean, who knows what it could be like down the road. Could the Canadian dollar be an issue for Toronto FC? The way the league is structured, would that be an issue? And also, how concerned in general is the league about whatever happens with U.S. immigration issues? Because, I mean, you know, this is, with all due respect to other sports, you know, soccer's the most international sport out there.
Yeah. I'll take those in order. So, the Canadian dollar, it cuts both ways. So obviously MLSE as a company, we run our budget sheets in Canadian dollars. So there's obviously going to be an exchange rate, sort of FX change when you're doing that, and you're competing with other teams that are obviously based in the US dollar. So there's going to be a hit. But then when it comes to player product or talent acquisition, it actually helps, because all of our players get paid in US dollar.
Okay.
So they actually, Jeff, they have an app on their iPhones, which when you're getting a coffee, it pulls up how much that coffee was for them, which is obviously significantly less. So For the players, it's actually an advantage. When I'm talking to someone internationally, I'll say, look, this, you're paid in US dollar, so whether or not it's rent or something else, you're going to see a bump in your salary when it gets converted to Canadian.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes a certain amount of sense.
The internet, the Trump ban, obviously it's disappointing across the board, the relationships of the two countries. And then, frankly, as a sporting matter, we do have players from all ethnicities and origins. We obviously have Muslims on our team. And so we had to jump on a call with legal and make sure that our guys are good, and that as we look to acquire players going forward, that's another question that we have to ask. That's another box you have to check, because you just don't really know what's going to happen, I would say, not even 6 months from now, but frankly, day to day with what's going on down there.
I mean, could that be an issue too for, you know, if I'm... I don't know, if I'm a player and I'm, you know, intrigued by coming over here, and if the money's going to be kind of equal to what I'm making, or if, as you say, I'm going to get a little bump. I mean, one thing about soccer players, you know, these guys travel a lot. They're international guys. They're used to different languages. They're used to different things. But could that be an impediment in some ways to, you know, to a smart guy who's sitting there and saying, okay, this is a quality of life decision. I'm going to take my family with me. Does it make it a harder sell for you? In general,
to be honest, it could, Jeff. Right now, the sell of Major League Soccer is that we're a growing league. Our product quality is getting better every year. We're on more and more broadcasts internationally. And one of the biggest things is you get paid on time twice a month. And frankly, anywhere else in the world, unless you're in the EPL or in Germany, that might not be the case. In Italy and Spain, they're behind up to 3 months payments before FIFA steps in. So that's been one of our selling points is quality of life. Obviously, our societies, we're a free society. You can speak your mind, all those things that sometimes we maybe take for granted that maybe we don't anymore. And so when you're acquiring a player, you know, we acquired obviously a player who's from Morocco, but he was, you know, from that part of the world. And right now it's only banned to, you know, the ban is restricted to 7 countries, but they haven't said that they're going to stop there. So that could be an impediment for us in terms of where we're looking at players. We look at a lot of players from Africa, sent, you know, obviously in the Middle East and in Eastern Europe. So yeah, that's something that will impact our league, unfortunately.